We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was a report today that Aaron's condition on returning is that you're no longer the GM. Has that been communicated to you in any way with your communication with him, with Mark, or with anyone?
You know, Aaron hasn't said anything like that to me and certainly hasn't said anything publicly. So I think it's a little unfair to kind of, you know, put that on him. But, you know, listen, you certainly don't like to hear those things. But at the same time, it's kind of part of the gig in the National Football League. So, but no, nothing's been communicated directly to me.
How do you get past this part? Never mind the big picture, but how do you get past this match kind of stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if I really look at it like that, Bill. Like, you know, I think obviously there's, you know, some things can become complicated and we're working through it the best we can. We've been working through it for a while. And again, we're very optimistic that we can get through this for what's best for the Green Bay Packers, which is Aaron suiting up for us this fall.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
That is Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. This is Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. I get it. You're not feeling good, White Sox fans. I understand. Frankly, you shouldn't be. You got a really talented team that's been decimated by injury, and you have a manager who's openly acknowledging to not knowing the rules.
Yes.
It's not good.
Yeah. By the way, just last thing on that, La Russa said in his post game that some of his coaches were questioning the decision to make the double switch in the first place. And he was told that Liam Hendricks was slotted to run on second, and he said, I know. So apparently some of the coaches did bring it up, and Tony just kind of derailed him. So, yeah.
And the manager of the Reds said he knew the rule.
Yes.
And it was made very clear to everybody in spring training.
Let me clear up the context there. From the audio, it didn't seem like Tony was saying the managers were questioning whether or not they should even double switch. They just said, hey, you know that Hendricks has to run.
Okay.
I feel like there are differences between those two things.
Yeah, there are. You're right. Okay. But so anyway, they were trying to talk to him about it. Say, hey, Tony, don't steer the plane directly into the mountain. You know, you might want to just careen left a little bit. But yeah, ugly and bad. But to your point,
stupid.
Denny. Yes. The White Sox fans unhappy with the state of their life and franchise.
At least you're not the Packers. This situation in Green Bay is a soap opera, man. Every 6 hours, Pat McAfee has something. AJ Hawk has something. Ian Rappaport has something. Adam Schefter has something. Gutekunst speaks. LaFleur speaks. Rodgers shows up at the Kentucky Derby as Turd Ferguson. Like, just that. It's not. It's unbelievable.
I like the hat.
That was great.
It's kind of part of the gig.
That's the GM of the Packers saying it's part of the star quarterback reportedly wanting you fired is part, and that leaking anonymously is part of the gig. Tough
it's
gig.
It's kind of part of the gig.
Tough gig.
Yeah, it's a tough gig. It is a tough gig.
It is. That's a tough job. But I love the soap opera nature of this, and I feel like this speaks to what we talked about pre-Justin Fields when I was talking about the idea of there being a market inefficiency for empowering quarterbacks and how it blew my mind. Like, for my entire life, I've just wanted the Bears to get a franchise quarterback and these other teams get a franchise quarterback and can't keep them happy. And, well, Parkins, you can't let them do this. Why not? Like, so I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers should be able to fire Brian Gutekunst. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, if Aaron Rodgers wants him fired, that's not something that you dismiss out of hand. Aaron Rodgers is going to make $40 million a year. Brian Gutekunst isn't.
And everybody agrees that the quarterback is the most important position in just about all of team sports.
Correct.
And you happen to have a great one. And the best one.
He won the MVP last year.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things going on in there. Like, the fact that they didn't extend him the simple courtesy of a phone call to say, by the way, we're going to draft somebody. We might draft a quarterback here.
Yeah.
When they did that for Kirk Cousins about Kellen Mond, the third round pick.
Nagy said he did it with Andy Dalton.
Yep. Matt, which is the right way to do things. Jimmy Garoppolo knew that that quarterback was coming. I mean, that's just basic human courtesy these days, frankly.
So, whether or not you think that Aaron Rodgers is acting immaturely or not, he is the most powerful person, and that team doesn't even have one owner. You know what I mean? So other than Mark Murphy, I guess, who's like the de facto guy, right? Like Aaron Rodgers is employee number one.
Mm-hmm.
So you do things differently for him, or you at least should do things differently for him, right? I don't think that that is some sort of like millennial soft player empowerment thing. I feel like that is common sense.
Yeah, there is a line somewhere in there. There's a line, and you and I obviously draw it at a very different place than, say, Terry Bradshaw and Dave Wannstedt.
Yeah.
And you and I might draw it in a different line. I think I might draw it in a different place than you with all those certain details. But the fact is that he deserves power, and he has power. Let me ask you a question. How much of these leaks, Schefter on draft day, the continuing, as you say, every 6 hours, a new subplot here, making it look awkward, making more people ask it, making more people have to answer for it. How much of it is Aaron Rodgers and David Dunn by design?
I think quite a bit of it.
Okay.
I think quite a bit of it.
Then he's doing what I always thought Deshaun Watson was going to do before the massage scandal came and derailed that entire narrative into something completely different, and justifiably so, that I think Rodgers is going to successfully make this untenable and uncomfortable and get his wish and not play for the Packers again.
I don't know, because I will, like you said with Deshaun before the scandal came, I'll say the same thing to you. Aaron Rodgers is under contract, and if I was Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Green Bay Packers, and if I'm not getting fired for this, I would say
just play, you're under contract.
You're under contract, sorry. No, or don't. And we want you to play, and that would suck, but I'm not trading you, because there is no way to get 100 cents on the dollar for you, and it's complicated. There's no guaranteed money left on your deal. Right. You're 37. You're coming off an MVP year. All of those things.
And this is why retirement, which really means, no, he's not going to get the Jeopardy gig, but it does mean, what, the Monday Night Football gig? And just kind of going off into the sunset and doing that. Like that. That's why he's wanting that in play. So
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has made a ton of money and is very smart and connected and can make a ton of money in retirement. Money is not the issue. Coming up with the $22 million for the signing bonus to repay if you retired would not be the issue.
So then
Aaron Rodgers is fine.
So then it's a game of chicken. Then it's a game of chicken of, do you believe that he would just retire, in which case you'll get nothing for him? Or do you go ahead and trade him and get as many first-round picks as you can and try to rebuild your franchise and let him do it somewhere else? You call his bluff on that.
I personally call his bluff, because if Aaron Rodgers wants to play into his 40s, you could still trade him. Like you can call.
You still have the rights.
Yeah, you could call his bluff, take it through this training camp, and then trade him. Trade deadline is week 6, week 8. I think they pushed it back 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, so you can, you know what I mean? Like, so you can and really see what he's want. Are you willing to be ostracized from Packers fans? Are you willing to be ostracized from your teammates? Because here's the thing. I can be as pro player empowerment as I want and make all of the points, and I think that they're very logically sound into this microphone, and many, many people who share a similar mindset that I do can feel that way. And fans, a huge percentage of them, they root for the team. They root for the team over the player, and they say, honor your contract.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? Like, Aaron Rodgers is not 100% popular right now among Green Bay Packers fans.
Oh, no. There's a lot of people who think he's being a diva and that he's causing too many problems to just shut up and show up and play. But, all right, but let me get back to this game of chicken, because I understand what you're saying, that they should just say, well, then don't play. You know, don't come. Okay, and then you're costing yourself a year of your franchise's viability, perhaps, because all of a sudden Jordan Love's getting forced in, and you've done nothing with this asset. This asset is sitting there on the side, and you're not using him. You're not using his $40 million, and you're not getting anything for him either. So
correct. No, I mean, there will be a point in time.
That's a year of your franchise, man.
It is, but you've been in the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row, and there's, again, there's always variables in this that we just can't know. And even Adam Schefter can't know. Is Jordan Love good? Right? Like, is Jordan Love the answer? Or if they were trading Aaron Rodgers, would they want to trade him to the Raiders for Derek Carr?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for another starting quarterback? I don't know the answer to that. Like, if Jordan Love is good and they are convinced that he is an NFL caliber starter, then you can trade him for a bunch of draft picks and just build around Jordan Love and hit the reset button on your franchise, which, again, coming off back-to-back NFC Championship games and the MVP.
It's a rough thing to do.
It's an insane thing.
It's an insane thing to do. And that is its own bit of leverage for Rodgers in this, is that they don't want to just lose him for nothing and lose out on a year of viability for the entire franchise. But I think he's really committed to pushing it that way, that he doesn't want to play another down there, that he'd like to be done, and he's going to push it and push it. And how about that detail in the stuff that came out today? There was the detail of saying that Gutekunst is Jerry Krause, but also that they offered in recent months to make him the new highest paid quarterback and give him the new deal, and he said no.
Well, that's
a huge factor if that's true.
If that's true, and that coming from the Packers, presumably, right?
Yes.
Why would Rodgers leak that?
Yes.
And so, yeah, if that is true, then it's just I want out.
Yes.
And I'm not happy with any of you, and you disrespected me. And here's the thing. I was talking to my brother about this because he's a diehard Packer fan. He's like, how many organizations are better than the Packers? Now, part of it is that they have always had great quarterbacks, but Packers are a pretty good organization. In terms of building through the draft, no scandal, dedicated fan base, consistently in the playoffs, winning divisions, all that stuff. Now, they're maybe not the Steelers or the Patriots.
But they're not far from there, man.
They're not.
They're not far from there. They always seem to find a way.
And now, the question is, it's a chicken or the egg scenario, right? Are they a good organization, or have they had 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacking that makes them appear like they are really a good organization? And to me, the most damning thing for Aaron Rodgers is no offensive players drafted in the first round since 2012 other than Jordan Love.
Other than Jordan Love.
That's wild.
It is wild.
That is that's a crazy stat. It would upset me too. And then, but I mean, it's getting to the point where it's just a little weird, some of the things.
I think he just really wants out. And that contract detail really backs that up. The fact that they offer the money,
if it's true.
He's not just pushing for new money. He just doesn't want to be there anymore.
But he had said for so long that he wanted to be a Packer for life. And so to me, that would then give, if they really did offer him that contract, then it is he just feels so disrespected and scorned that it's, I want to be a Packer for life, but not with these guys. Not with the coach and GM who put in the plan to draft Jordan Love to replace me. And instead of supporting me, that you traded up.
Yeah.
Remember, they traded up to draft Jordan Love. Everyone compares it to Favre. Favre had been talking about retirement for years, and Rodgers fell to them. Rodgers said, I want to play here for my entire career into my 40s.
And then they traded up.
And they traded up for Jordan Love.
When he clearly needed help.
Yeah, it's apples and bowling balls. Like, it's not the same situation other than quarterbacks on the Green Bay Packers. But that Jerry Krause nugget, you got to get new friends, man. If you're Aaron Rodgers.
It's in a chat with your boys, right? It's in a text thread.
A player group chat. That's cold.
Should you be calling out your GM in a player group chat? Should you call
it? Don't we all? I mean, in our show chat, have we ever said something
about Mitch Rosen?
Yeah, about
how dare you bring that up? That's disgusting.
Is that ridiculous?
No.
Is that it's never.
I have not, nor would I ever. I would never say anything about the bosses who I love and respect and appreciate.
I don't appreciate how dismissive we're being of this, because I've never said anything bad about Mitch in a text message.
You either, Tanny?
Mitch seldom comes up, if ever, in a group text about this show.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that's something that guys are going through contract negotiations. Maybe we'll talk about. I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe individual text.
Yeah,
but, like,
I'm not sure.
All right. But like between hosts, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like just with both of his producers individually. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
boy, not in a group context.
No, not in a group.
I tell you, man, that's Spiegel.
Well, he's just dumber than a box of rocks, isn't he?
All right. Well, then I'll be the one to say it. That occasionally in a group chat among your friends and coworkers, you question management from time to time.
I don't. Just a reminder, man. Mitch has been nothing but good to me my
great.
Entire career.
Hey, man. It's been a champion for me.
I just want to hammer that home.
For a long time.
You guys are cowards. Yeah.
Also, he smells fabulous. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah.
Just
sometimes
terrific.
He buys me coffee. Sometimes he lets me buy him coffee.
Sometimes he'll actually run and get the coffee for
us. He will.
Us. He'll
buy
and go sometimes. Get it. Which is, he get buys the, us. The getting it is just a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
He buys us lunch all the time.
There's so many things you can
for birthdays
out that are great. Yeah. But go ahead, Danny, on your train of thought.
Yeah, go ahead. Feel free.
Yeah, what were you saying
Save
about
space
how,
here.
Mitch?
Occasionally, you'll say something to your friends
about
and
a contract, right?
Yeah, about a contract. You guys are cowards.
Uh-huh.
You guys are all cowards, and you're leaving me out to dry here. But fine, my friends.
Yeah.
I may have commented about a boss or two to my friends in a group chat. Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that before. Tanny?
Doesn't quite ring a bell.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Most of my group texts are about like recipes and like movie recommendations,
cool
stuff like
your
that.
Your mom said that day.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, my relationship with Mitch is very different. It's unique than to anyone else here in the room here because like Mitch is giving articles for, you know, pieces in Barrett Sports Media about me and how much he appreciates me. So it's a kind of a different dynamic than maybe what you have.
Mitch and I have a great relationship. He's a great boss. He's been very supportive
That's
to me.
That's not what you texted the other day.
What were you saying, though, about like talking crap about him in your group text?
With your friends. Maybe that's
the
confusion.
That's
his friends.
Not our thread.
Not the coworker thread.
I hate all of you.
The work acquaintances thread.
Did you not think when we were talking about this in the pre-show meeting that we weren't going to be ready to set you up?
No, of course.
You bring it up, though.
Yeah. Fine. I'll be the real one here.
Let Danny bring it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a betrayal is what it is.
Oh, what?
By Aaron Rodgers. Oh. By his teammates. It's a betrayal.
Shouldn't have been doing it. He shouldn't have been saying
it. Stop. He shouldn't have been doing
it. Yeah. No. Is that a betrayal?
Of course. It's a betrayal of the group chat.
I don't know, man. Don't put things in writing. Don't put things in writing.
Have you ever been in a text?
How long will it take, Shane, for me to find something that you
don't do?
Honestly,
don't
do it. The most recent text I sent our group chat.
I'm just curious. You barely have a filter on the air. How long would it take for there to be something that would get insanely controversial? Yeah, it's the nature of.
Of course it is.
Everyone
bitches about their boss
and about coworkers.
It's kind of part of the gig.
Working environment.
Sure.
I think you're operating in a safe space. So I do think that Rodgers is driving a lot of this, but it's just there's a lot of people like Brett Favre said basically that my gut feeling tells me that he's done with the Packers. And it's the top story on ESPN.com. He's like, I haven't talked to Aaron. I haven't talked to the Packers. I don't know. My gut tells me it's over. It's not a sourced opinion, and it drives a news cycle for 24 hours. It's just a weird orbit.
Oh yeah, he doesn't
for him
have
to be in.
He doesn't have to do all of this.
Not
like,
even close.
Like when I ask you what percentage he and his agent are driving, there's a whole bunch of it that just happens by the nature of our business, and the aggregated journalism business, and all of that. So it's absolutely true.
Texter, group chat with the boys is sacred.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Another texter. Mitch, by the way, a terrific speller.
Yep, they're all agreeing.
We say that all the time.
They're all running.
Actually, there are a few screen grabs of Mitch's typos. I will say that about the group chat.
I don't even remember.
With friends. Yeah, you guys aren't in it.
I would have pointed that out.
Instead of draft show, the doctor
that was
fat
the best.
Show.
That was the best. Mitch was forwarding an email that said draft show. But he instead wrote Dr. Fat, the Dr. Fat show. I sent the screen grab of that to Jay Zawoski and said that this guy ought to be on the I'm Fat podcast. And he said, you should play that character. Come on anytime. And I might still. Dr. Fat.
All his solutions are just, hey, why don't you eat your feelings? Why don't you consider eating more?
The funny thing is, I sent it to Jay Zawoski also.
Did you really?
Of course.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
He's a go-to guy to text about fatness.
Yeah. Oh, no, I would prescribe a cheeseburger for that malady that you have. I'm Dr. Fat.
Eating a half a cake makes me feel better.
Remember, while you're running, keep a bag of combos in your pocket. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Dr.
Why
Fat.
Why do I keep going to this doctor? He doesn't have my...
I never feel better afterwards.
You know what? But the snacks in the waiting room are delicious. Just phenomenal.
What were we talking about? Oh, so yeah, where's Aaron Rodgers?
Dr. Fat.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Fat.
Studios with an apostrophe S. Possessive Studios.
Studio has a mind of its own, boys. It just does.
We got to find a title for this broadcast. You mean title?
Oh, God.
Three times.
When you've been around.
He sends three different emails with title in it. The tittle sponsorship.
You got, but read the room though. You got to know like who's in that group chat that's given up Aaron Rodgers.
A snitch.
How many players were in there?
I don't know.
If you're Aaron Rodgers and you're feeling so emboldened to call your GM Jerry Krause, Jerry Krause did a nice job by the way.
Who added Jordan Love to the text thread? You guys,
that's what I'm saying. Jordan Love has left the chat.
It's one number that no one recognizes, and they assume that person's cool. It's Jordan Love the whole time.
Then you side text, and you're like, who's 917-854 trying to figure out who that extra person is. I don't feel comfortable. You shouldn't. Jordan Love is in your chat.
It's just such a weird story. Like it's group chat leaking. It's contract stuff that doesn't make sense. Did you see that there was Jake Kumerow was the issue?
Yeah.
He was the final straw. They released a practice squad player after Rodgers had complimented him, and Rodgers was like, that's it, I'm done. I can't go on without Kumerow.
Yeah, no, I understand. Listen, Jake Kumerow, the son of Eric Kumerow, I will not be saying anything bad about anybody in that family or any of their ancestors going back multiple generations.
Yeah, they're connected. Yeah, that's totally fine. But I'm just
so Jake Kumerow should have been on that team is what I'm saying. Yeah. He had every right to be on that team.
It's just a weird story. So right now you say Aaron Rodgers doesn't play again for the Packers.
Does not play again for the Packers. I think he wants it that way. I think he has made enough money, has enough connections that he will push things and believes he can play into his 40s. He would rather skip the year than play for the Packers. And eventually they're going to want to get something instead of lose a year.
Did you see The Onion today?
No.
Their Aaron Rodgers story. It's him or me, says unhinged Aaron Rodgers demanding Packers fire team custodian.
Yeah.
There it is.
Back-to-back years in the NFC Championship game, you just won the MVP, and they apparently are willing to pay you a boatload of money, and you're furious. It's a wild story, man.
I agree. And it's... You know, I think I saw Dan Weider of the Tribune. He's writing basically that Aaron Rodgers is going to be done. He believes that he's going to be done. He's thinking about it from the Bears' perspective. A lot of people around the league do believe that he has played his last snap as a Packer, which would be phenomenal.
Yeah, and the idea like, oh, he's under contract. He has no leverage. No. He has some leverage. Because if he is really willing to not play, then the Packers have no shot. Because, like you said, it's not just Jordan Love. It's the money.
Yes.
You, the asset is just sitting there doing nothing for you, and it's your most expensive asset.
You cost yourself the cap hit in the middle of a...
Like 20, 25, you know, he's probably 20-something percent of your cap next year. Like, that's... You're in a real bad spot.
Maybe they'll do it.
Maybe they will. I hope they do.
What is
Justin Fields, best quarterback in the division.
Most talented passer in the division.
Best athlete.
Best athlete at quarterback in the division.
Yeah, could you imagine if the division becomes
Cousins.
Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Justin Fields?
That's a big shift.
I'll take it. You get Stafford out of here and you get Rodgers out of here in the same year.
Yeah.
I will take it.
That would that would be quite something. Absolutely. So, we should tell people what happened with the song because a lot of people have been asking. We tried to go for a...
We'll tell you what happened with the song on the other side because we just don't have time. It's way too complicated to do with this little time left in the segment.
That's actually true.
And we will try to... even though Shane left me out to dry, we're going to try to hook him up coming up as well. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
It is a day of dysfunction. A manager on the south side admitting to not knowing the rules, greenlighting a steal of Lourdes Garcia, allowing Billy Hamilton to bat when you need a fly ball, and not having a coaching staff that is empowered to tell him about it. And then there's dysfunction in Green Bay. Not to mention our show.
Yeah, let's point the thumb for a minute, shall we?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, I got to say, normally what happened yesterday with the Justin Fields album is the type of thing that would make me angry. Because it was like, oh, God, we set it up, 5 o'clock, promoted. But I was like, okay, we had a technical problem that Chris Tannehill had never seen before in audio. I'm like, all right, well, one in a million shot, Doc. It happens. Never in my wildest imagination, though, did I think we would still not have track one ready to be released 24 hours later.
Yeah, you're agitated.
I mean, yeah, sure, but I'm not mad at anybody in particular.
Me?
You're at the top of the list.
I would think I am at the top of the list.
Yeah, you're at the top of the list, but you also wrote the damn song, so I could only be so angry at you. I'm a little mystified. I'm not going to lie.
I was mystified all day today. Was mystified yesterday.
So what happened?
So what happened is this: that in recording our version of the song with my boy in his home studio, he has gone for a very extreme stereo treatment to mimic the original. And
can you explain this like the audience has no idea?
Stereo, Danny, means that some stuff is on the left speaker and some stuff is on the right speaker when you're listening to it.
Yep.
And FM is in stereo. AM is in mono. It's all mixed down into one thing where left and right is exactly the same level. Everything coming out of the left is also coming out of the right. It is mono. It is a simpler sound. So the extreme stereo mix of our song apparently could not be handled by the conversion to mono that must take place for it to air on AM.
And so yesterday, people listening on the app could hear the song. People listening on Twitch could hear the song. But, you know, by far our largest audience
on the radio,
50,000 watt station, couldn't hear basically anything intelligible.
Well, but the thing is that some streams actually did hear it the way it was intended, and some did not. So it's all about the processing that each individual way people listen now. It is different. And that's also been true in our building. Like, Tanny went into one studio and heard it one way and then came in here and heard it another way.
So moral of the story, when is the audience going to hear debut parody song of the Justin Fields album?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tanny, what odds would you set on that?
I think we've kind of... I haven't been in direct communication with the necessary party, so I can't speak to that. Defer to Shane on that one. I'm skeptical at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's six cooks in this kitchen here. If you count me as a cook.
I've been in conversation with the necessary parties either, so I defer to Tanny on that one.
Okay, I'm going to defer to Herb. Herb, come on in.
No, I'm your Huckleberry. I've taken control by talking to Russ Matera, our production overlord, and getting him involved. And now Russ is involved with my boy Kurt from Tributo, who did the mixing because he did the recording at his house. And between the two of them, we have figured out that Kurt needs to dumb down his highbrow mix that he was doing. Just make it mono. Like, we just make it as simple as possible, and then that should theoretically work.
I enjoyed your idea today, Speaks. It was pretty helpful, the mechanism you had set up. Let's take a listen to what Speaks sent me.
Hold on. Let's explain first what this program is. So there's a program on Mac called Audio Hijack.
Yeah.
You can run this program, and it'll audio capture anything going on on your computer.
Yeah.
Speaks was super pumped about it.
I was.
He's rushing to get here to the station.
Absolutely.
He's like, all right, I did it in Audio Hijack.
Because all you got to do is play it from a browser, yes, my email, and then get it on Audio Hijack, cool, and it turns it into a brand new MP3, which should be totally usable.
Yeah, we did get an MP3.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tanny.
Yeah.
Here it is, everyone.
And then, hold on. Right there. Then Tanny said, hey, I think you sent me the wrong file. I don't think that's the one you meant to send. Uh-huh. Speaks, all right, yeah, my bad, wrong file. Here's the next file.
Yeah.
So try.
So I attached the wrong file somehow to the email. And by the time I realized that, I was already in the Uber on my way to the station. So comedy of errors, most of which are, some of which are mine, some of which are my boy Kurt's, some of which are just the happenstance of a horrific audio system for AM radio. Am I right? Does anybody have my back on that?
Hey, again, Mitch, we love the audio system we have here. There's no,
yeah, because sometimes, then people are going to think it's a wide orbit problem when it's not necessarily a wide orbit problem.
It's literally a problem between a high fidelity stereo track trying to mix itself into an AM, AM frequency.
So, and you know what this mirrors, by the way? Early Beatles records, when they were recording things in a better quality than was actually getting broadcast on the radio, and they had to figure out a way to dumb it down. And that's us.
So I am John Lennon.
Essentially, you are.
Okay.
That's the moral.
I hope so.
Shane has an apartment building in New York he thinks you should frequent.
That's why I love Shane, man. Sometimes something's so excessive, even I pull back from making the joke, and then Shane's right there for you. He's like, no, I got this.
I don't mean it.
I know, but still.
All right.
So thumb pointed. I think we got it figured out. Tomorrow will be the debut of track one and the album title, which remains a mystery.
So you emailed me the song. What if I just played it off my phone and held it up to this microphone?
I think it still would be the same because...
Even though I can hear it on my phone, but, and I played it through this microphone.
But what happens, once it's in our microphone or in our system and then converts to mono for the radio, it then takes those things out. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's a bad idea. You want it to sound as close as the actual recording. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to jeopardize all the work by just having a crappy version of it. Like, you can do that in theory any possible way, but you'd lose so much in translation. Mm. Like, why? If you want to just prove it that you did it, like, that's one way to do it. But
I'd like to prove that we haven't been wasting our time.
Well, there's no evidence to support that.
Wasted lives, careers.
Yeah.
All right, well, so... If we hit play on this tomorrow and it doesn't work, do I get to blow a gasket then?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In my direction?
In any direction. There's no telling what shrapnel could come out. I mean, there could be innocent bystanders. I'm just curious because
there could be innocent what?
Bystanders?
Bystanders.
Say it one more time.
Bystanders. Is that what he said?
Yes.
It isn't bystanders.
Oh, wait a minute.
Earlier he said.
I both got it, swag lord.
I heard it.
I did not say that.
Bystanders. I heard it.
Did you ever go back and check the tape on that, by the way, Tanny?
Swag lord.
Still working on it. I have this other project that's really vexing right now. It's taking priority over that, but I will get to it. Yeah.
Bystanders.
I heard bystanders too.
Turns over.
Earlier, Danny wanted to say that he was suffering from PTSD, but he said he was suffering from PTSB, which is very different.
I have three people on this show just actively playing defense against me.
That's why the gasket is going to be blown in who knows direction tomorrow.
I mean, we've done 10 songs together. They've all worked perfectly.
I know, man. But believe me, I was so excited. You know how excited I was. I was promoting. I was tweeting. I was sending the lyrics around to friends. I was thrilled.
We were very excited.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not say swag lord.
Mm.
Shane.
Swag lord. Hey,
can I tell you?
You're right. You didn't, Danny.
Can I tell you guys?
You didn't say swag
lord. Can I tell you guys something that happened today?
Just lying on
there me. Was a segment that I thought we did well during. Guys, Shane and Danny, let me tell you. I thought that Danny and I had a good segment. So afterwards I went, good stuff, Danny. And he said, thank you. And I had to clarify, I didn't mean just you, good stuff. I meant, I thought the segment was good, teammate. Like, I thought we did that well. He instead just completely took it 100% for him. Thank you.
That's true. But he said, good stuff, Danny.
I did, yeah.
As if, like, I did something well there.
I was a part of that as well,
because
I was implying.
You are. Good stuff, Matt.
That's good stuff by me, right?
Good stuff, Matt.
All right. Okay.
I want to try to help Shane out. Not that he needs it, but there's an opportunity available to him, and I think he should pounce on it. Potentially, literally. Next on the score.
David, I appreciate it, man. I'll be in touch.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. And make sure you tell my man Shane Rodarin and I said what's up.
All right. I can do that. That's David Teal.
He's David Deal's guy and ours and yours. Shane Reardon, the EP of Parkins and Spiegel. And Shane shared on the air that he's newly single. And last night, he tweeted out, down 16 pounds since the end of March. Mm. I'm not kidding when I say summer is simply not ready for what I'm going to do to it. With a gif of a kid raising his eyebrows suggestively, like Belushi in Animal House.
It's a gif. It's a gif, by the way, but go ahead.
It's definitely a gif.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a gif.
It's not.
All right. Thanks for taking my side, Shane.
Tanny, go ahead.
Gif.
Yeah,
gif.
Okay.
Oh, my God. 3-1 on this show.
Yeah.
Troubles.
Three. Actually playing defense against you.
Three.
Sorry, I said it in stereo. I meant to say it in mono.
Melinda Gates.
Yeah.
Available.
In a related story, Melinda Gates has been given more than $1.8 billion from her husband's investment firm following the announcement that they would end their 27-year marriage. $1.8 billion just transferred right over. Here you go, Melinda.
They have over 240,000 acres of land mm-hmm. that they own in America, and they've been together 27 years, and I'm just saying, I don't know if she has DMs.
Yeah, so...
slide on it.
Because that woman needs, Shane... That needs yeah. she needs some cougar bait.
Sure.
And you might
be a stay-at-home husband.
I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad. I just don't want anything to do with Melinda Gates as my wife. I don't find her the least bit desirable.
Okay.
The least bit.
Did I mention
the $1.8 billion?
The money doesn't do it for me. We've figured that out when you guys gave me monetary figures to give up my dog for a franchise quarterback, and since my moral standards are so much higher, there was no monetary figure worth it.
But we said perfect kitchen with everything available to you.
I still said no.
But you thought it was a tough decision.
Okay, well,
$10 million couldn't buy that kitchen.
I could spend a lot of time in that kitchen. Not so much Melinda Gates.
Okay. fair enough. Fair enough. Not your type. It's fine.
No, not my type.
Okay.
We made a graphic, made a couple graphics up on the Parkins and Spiegel Show Twitter account at Parkins Spiegel, comparing me and Bill Gates side by side. A lot of similarities. You'd be surprised. There are a lot of similarities, and I think I could get somebody like Melinda Gates with a lot of money because of my similarities to Bill Gates,
right,
but I don't want Melinda.
So I'll read what you wrote for Bill Gates,
and
then you read yourself, okay?
Sure. Go ahead.
So on the Bill Gates profile, owns 242,000 acres of farmland, and the largest holdings are in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Nebraska, a $43 million oceanfront beach house in San Diego, and the Ritz-Carlton in San Francisco, just to name a few.
Right. Those are great things. Here's the thing, though. I rent with two roommates in Buena Park. Very similar.
It's true. It's true. You and Bill Gates are both bachelors ready to take on the summer.
Yeah.
He has a collection of Porsches, Lamborghinis, and Ferraris.
And I have a motorcycle, but at the moment, it's not currently working.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I raise my hand if I hear a discrepancy, or
yes.
Should I just let these play out?
No, go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
We both, what I'm saying there is we both have modes of transportation.
Okay.
I take the red line.
Yeah, no, let the record show. I just wanted to find out if I could raise my hand.
Yeah.
I don't hear any discrepancies there. Continue.
Bill Gates is worth 130.5 billion U.S. dollars, and Shane made this graphic and he wanted to point out that that's only 108.3 billion in euros.
It's a smaller number. The euros is a smaller number.
It's a smaller number, yeah.
Here's a fun fact about me, though. I started contributing to my 401k about 3 years ago.
Oh, good job. Good job.
Thank you.
So who is the more eligible bachelor, Bill Gates or Shane Reardon?
Yeah.
Bill Gates' profile, Raya, Tinder, wherever he's going to be swiping, literally founded Microsoft.
Sure, but if you guys remember, I'm a former GameStop shareholder.
It's true. Yeah, you did sell your one share, though.
That's awesome.
For roughly $286.
If I had said shares holder, that would be incorrect.
That would be incorrect. I had one share.
Holder.
I was a shareholder.
Yeah.
Under Bill Gates' profile, it says, doesn't matter if he works out.
And mine says, I don't have a six-pack, but I am working on it.
Okay. So you are putting in the effort. Bill Gates' profile says, we'll have Gordon Ramsay cook every meal for you.
I will cook every meal for you.
Okay, so you're doing it yourself.
Hey, yes. That's 1 degree less.
Yep.
You know what? That's easier.
Hey,
like your chicken sandwich, that sounds easier.
We're in a panorama. I don't want to bring any extra people into my house.
The last thing on Bill Gates' profile, can vacation with Warren Buffett, Barack Obama, and Kylie Jenner.
But you could vacation with me and my friends from college.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So who is the more eligible bachelor based on those profiles?
Yeah.
Because Shane is going to do things to this summer.
I might be biased, but I'm pretty sure it's me. I got a lot more free time.
You do. Even though you have 17 jobs here.
Yeah. Will she be all right with you needing to be here every day between like 12 and 7? Is that going to be okay?
Well, it's more like 8:30 and 6:30, but 8:30 and 7, but probably not. I think that was probably a problem in my last relationship.
That day is too long.
It is a long day. It is a long day. Well, yeah. What exactly are you going to do to this summer then if you're not going to go after Melinda Gates?
Oh, I'm going to paint it red, baby. I'm going to paint the summer red.
And the town as well?
Yep.
Good.
Just go out and have a lot of responsible fun.
Masked?
Maybe have some sex.
Masked?
It's annoying boy summer.
No, it's hot boy summer, and I'm just going to go have some sex.
Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you.
Not something I'm interested in.
I'm rooting for
you. Know, Danny, I'm not that interested.
Okay. Texter writes in, Bill Gates, tons of money, Shane, bedroom meat locker.
You're not going to go hungry.
She might be into that.
It's true.
She could.
It's true. Lots of opportunities here. We got more context to add to what happened with Tony La Russa earlier today, including Dallas Keuchel talking about it. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!